from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan Series with the Mariners opens tonight. We'll be back to talking Mavericks and Celtics. Game four of the finals is this evening as well at 7:30. But you're going to get to watch the game tonight on Apple TV. And Ryan Spielborgs from Friday Night Baseball on Apple joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Better than Luka Doncic. How are you guys?
we're absolutely better than Luka, although I think right now you have an embarrassed and humbled Luka, and I would imagine he'll be on top of the world tonight about 10-15. What do you think? You've been paying attention to this final?
As long as he – well, it's hard to. I mean, if he plays a little defense, then I'll watch. But, I mean, this one doesn't look like it's going the way of the Mavericks right now.
Are you a Boston guy, Ryan?
No, not at all. I grew up a California kid. So I was a Laker fan. So I trust me, I was begging for Boston to get their butt kicked.
Oh yeah.
So I've been on the Mavericks side, just hoping that it was going to turn into something.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, I live in Colorado now, so I watched the Timberwolves get rid of the Nuggets. So I was like, okay, well, let's see who can beat the Timberwolves. And then after Dallas did it, I was like, all right, let's go beat up Boston, please. And I picked the wrong horse.
Yeah. It's been an impressive run, I guess, for Boston, but I thought the Mavs were going to have something for them. How has the season gone? How is this Apple TV MLB thing going for you guys?
Well, this is year two for me, and I believe this is year three of Apple doing the Friday Night Baseball. I love it. I think it's probably optically the best broadcast in baseball to watch. It's done so incredibly well. The cameras that we have, the opportunities to have certain players mic'd up, and there's just a lot of really cool features. And I know there's always going to be fans that are like, oh, I can't find the game. And I get it, because it's frustrating right now, especially given how RSNs are and how streaming, there's all these different streaming services and the frustration of trying to find the team that you just want to watch. I just want to watch the game. In the case of Apple, you know, it's pretty easy. If you don't have Apple TV already, there's free 2-month trial subscription. So it's pretty simple to get on it. You can watch the game. You can watch Ted Lasso later. So I think they've done a good job. It's also, I think we're probably at the beginning of seeing how streaming and finding one spot eventually is going to take over. So we're just kind of in that middle road right now, right?
Yeah.
But as far as like the product, I think the product, it's really hard to beat watching a game on Apple TV.
Well, being an LA guy, I know it's one season in the marathon that is 162, but how impressive was it for the Rangers taking 2 or 3 against the Dodgers? And one of the games, they didn't have Corey Seager.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. Back into the bullpen, seeing Kirby Yates finish it out, and then the other night with David Robertson just doing his thing, especially against the teeth of the Dodgers. It's good. I mean, like this Rangers team. I was doing MLB Network Radio last year covering it, and then I had the opportunity to do the World Series broadcast for the international feed. And, you know, I basically was on the Rangers' journey through the American League Championship Series, watching them take down Houston. I mean, the path to the World Series has been the American League West the last 7 years. And to see a shift in power, whether it's just the way that it went last year, seeing the Rangers do it and doing it in a fashion that we'll never see beat. You'll never see... The best case scenario is a team would tie them, but to not lose one road game was just insane. Like that is so crazy to me, and so you know, watching this Rangers group a season ago and knowing what they went through to get to where they got, especially after the last weekend of the season, losing in Seattle and then going to Tampa Bay and taking that series. They're an impressive team. There's an impressive group of players. I know a lot of some of the players that were on that group last year, Mitch Garver and Jordan Montgomery, they're no longer there. But I think parts of the elements that made Texas so good a year ago are still there, and they just haven't played fully healthy yet. And that's where I'm kind of seeing, like, is this the start of this run that we've been waiting for with the Rangers?
Yeah, Ryan, I was going to ask you, as you got your prep work done for this game tonight, and, you know, the Rangers obviously chasing the Mariners, are these teams close right now, or is one clearly have the advantage over the other?
I think that's an interesting question, because I do think the Rangers have underperformed so far in this year, especially offensively. When you consider like a season ago, the type of offense that they had, you know, they were scoring well over 5 runs a game, and this season they're nowhere even close to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of it is a little bit of underperformance. Like, so I'll give you an example. Last year, Rangers offensively for the whole year, they were averaging 5.5 runs a game. This year it's 4.3. They're 20 points off their batting average. They're about 110 points off on base plus slugging, which is a huge number for me. So I think Texas has underperformed. You've also seen, you know, some injuries, Evan Carter and Dwight Langford, and, you know, Adolis Garcia is not hitting the way that we've kind of expected him to. Seager's been, you know, dealing with the hamstring, and it seems as though Texas will get going. And then as far as the Mariners are concerned, like offensively, I can't even describe them. They're like one of the worst offensive units in baseball.
Mm.
They actually get away with it because they're a top 10 group in hitting home runs. So that's not a recipe for success. But the Mariners right now, the pitching staff is fantastic. They have a phenomenal pitching staff, back into the bullpen that's nasty. And they play good defense. So I think the Rangers and Mariners are probably closer than you think, despite the records. And that's why I think this series for this weekend should be must-watch TV after you're done watching the Mavericks lose. So I would definitely pay attention to the series, because I think it's a preview for how the rest of the year is going to work out.
It's Ryan Spielborg's Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV. Pregame tonight, 8:30, first pitch, 9 o'clock here on The Fan. It has been a struggle for the champs. How concerned would you be as a Rangers fan that, you know, you might not be able to make a good title defense at this point in the season?
Well, nobody does. You know, the last back-to-back champion we had in Major League Baseball was the New York Yankees, and that was 1998, 99, and 2000. So, you know, to consider going back-to-back and winning titles is just, it's not realistic. I can't explain why it's so difficult to do it, other than, you know, the grind of 162. Then you add October, November baseball. Then you go into an off season where you're trying to get similar production. You have free agency. It's just really hard to repeat a championship. However, you know, one of the things that we thought with this Rangers team was that, you know, some of the players that we saw at the end of last year that were young, you know, to the point like Evan Carter, we were like, man, this guy's hitting three hole on the World Series team. You know, what's the second year going to look like? Is he going to be a possible rookie of the year? What are we going to see with Wyatt Langford? So we were considering that, you know, maybe the Rangers will actually be better heading into 2024. I just think in the case of the Rangers right now, and knowing you're going to eventually hopefully get Max Scherzer back, I think he's starting a rehab assignment tonight. You're going to get Jacob DeGrom back, and we don't know what version of that's going to look like. You are going to get Cody Bradford. I mean, like there are going to be a lot of parts that are going to get added to this Rangers team that should make them possibly stronger than they were. But that's the point where we just don't know until they start performing.
I have some sound here that I'd like to play for you. I know you've done a lot of research on this Rangers team leading up to it. We have our Rangers insider, Jared Sandler, who has given some analysis about a current Ranger player. I will play you the sound, and then you can guess the Ranger that's being described here. Does that sound good?
Yeah, let's hear Jared.
Okay, this is Jared.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Wow, okay, so between the knee and the waist. All right, so I have to come up with the player between the knee and the waist.
The player.
Very, very particular real estate on the body.
Yeah, that's let's see. I'm trying to think of anybody that's fouled a ball off themselves. Maybe took one. I'm going to say it's Jonah Heim. Jonah Heim had to have worn one.
I do think that's actually a pretty good guess. But it is not Jonah Heim. I do believe we'll probably have more opportunities with you throughout the course of the season, so I'm not going to reveal the answer because we can continue to play this game with you until of course you nail it.
Wow, it's like a weird version of The Bachelor. Okay, I'm in.
You got it, buddy. So we can get the game with just a regular Apple TV sub tonight, or we don't need to buy anything extra, right?
You don't have to buy anything extra. Nope. You just sign up. There's a free trial subscription. Sign up, and you just have to give your firstborn child in blood, and then you can watch it.
Because I'll be honest too with you, Ryan, with all the different apps I got to get, when you said earlier that we might be, you know, heading towards having just one streaming service, I'm longing for the days of digital cable at this point, my man.
Well, it feels like that we're getting back to that version. I mean, that's it. I hear you. I know that's the frustrating part for everybody is that we're constantly having to scramble to figure out where to find our team play. And, you know, you have to listen to different broadcasters. It's also the benefit of having a good team, right? Like you lose games to national broadcast because you're good. So it's one thing that we are evolving, I guess, but I'm with you. You know, sometimes you just want it the way it was.
Who's your team three in the AL West that you trust from like a championship standpoint, outside of the Yankees and the Orioles? Who's that third team in the AL that you're like, I could trust you to make some noise in the postseason?
Ooh, good one. I just saw Minnesota. I saw the Twins. They're really streaky, but there's something there. And then the Guardians. God, the Guardians are such a well-oiled baseball team. They're nothing flashy. I would tell you to watch out for the Guardians because they can pitch with anybody, and then their offense is just good enough. I mean, they're actually a top five offense in baseball, believe it or not. So I would not sleep on the Guardians this year.
Well, thanks for having the Rangers on tonight. We'll send them over, Ryan. Thank you for your time, and have a great weekend.
All right, bye, you guys.
Cheers, Ryan Spielborg's Apple TV, MLB Baseball. The 817 sure as hell not tuning in for him. I'll listen on The Fan, and you can. 8:30 pregame, 9:10 first pitch. I thought when he went upside Lucas' head and then said after the Mavs lose, he might have cost himself a viewer or two there.
See, yeah. I think this is a perfect opportunity to pander to the home audience that you're into. You know what I mean? Like, even if in your mind you're like, Mavs suck, I'm anti-Luka, maybe I'm a Celtics fan. I'm going to come in here, I'm going to win the audience over by saying, hey, Luka and the Mavericks about to go on a historic tear right now.
See?
You know, we'll see you in game 7, Boston.
I think he might need you in his corner.
Yeah, because you know, I'll have jury duty next time you want to have that dude on. I didn't appreciate the Mavs shots that
he was coming in hot.
There.
Boy, I thought for sure he was a Celtics fan trying to go across enemy lines something.
Full fledged heel, man.
We got Around the Bases coming up at 4:40. Wolchuk could get you all set with that, and a top 10 next. Bully, where are you going?
Yeah, it's National Bourbon Day. Whoa. I got the top 10 best bourbon brands on a What You Drinking and What You Thinking Friday, and what are your plans for Game 4 of the Mavs tonight? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here. We're 1 hour now from Eric Nadell, and then what you drinking and what you thinking. Okay, it's time for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 4:20. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Proper round trip or 15 minutes away. We'll be talking more baseball with you. Fired up as the Rangers go into Seattle
Let's
for the
go.
First time
Let's
since
go, Rangers.
The end of last season, with not only revenge on their minds, but tracking down first place. And obviously great momentum. Wow, the pitching looked great the last two games against the Dodgers after Grant Anderson took us to rock bottom. Boy, that was impressive. Robertson 2 days in a row striking those cats out.
Hell yeah.
And then Kirby Yates in the ninth inning with nails after some misfortune to get runners on the corners. Here's Wolchuk with your top 10. The Woolly Bully.
Give me your top 10 bourbons on National Bourbon Day. What's your bourbon of choice? And what's your plan for tonight? Game 4, Mavs. We've also got, of course, the Rangers taking on the M's. That's going to be a great, great game. I know what I'm going to be doing. Cracking open some bourbon. Nope. With the boys. Actually, I'm probably going to end up sticking with the Tito's since we've been doing that all day.
Since you've already been drinking that.
But I do have a couple of buddies that will definitely be drinking the bourbon. I might have to pick up some Tito's. I'll be hustling over to a buddies of mine. We'll be doing Rangers.
Do you
on
got
one
a hall
screen.
Pass?
I do tonight because I am picking up baby duty tomorrow night so wifey can go to a party for a friend of hers.
Wow.
So we went ahead and just traded off for tonight.
There you go.
So I was like, okay, honey, let me go watch the Mavs with the boys, and then I'll be home, and then tomorrow night, I got you. Don't worry. You have fun with the girls, and I'll take care of baby Eliza, who really, guys, I mean, we've gotten some victories here lately. She has been sleeping now like 6.5 hours straight the last couple of nights.
There you go.
So she's making some progress.
Knock
I'm very,
on wood.
Very proud of her. Big possible win for the Mavs tonight. The extender's in the building. Scott Foster.
That's
he's going to referee game
about.
Four. NBA Dumb. Final games.
Load that thing up.
That Scott Foster officiates, the favorite is 16-5 and 15-6 against the spread. Mavs favored by 1.5 tonight against the Seas, so hopefully that works. And for the NBA, I would assume, and if you believe that the NBA rigged some of this stuff, they want the series to go
longer.
I would assume sure you want this thing to go back to Boston for game five. So we'll take anything we can get at this point when it comes to some finals help. Maybe Scott Foster's that guy that can provide you said help tonight.
I mean, it's millions of dollars in advertising money.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, for your partners, everything. It's great. And then we also had some news. I know Caitlin Clark's the talk of the WNBA, but shout out to the Aces, Asia Wilson, who's won two WNBA MVP trophies in her career, but she's been on an absolute tear this season. She's averaging 28.6 points under 12 boards per game, both league-leading marks over the first 11 games of the year. And after dropping 32 points in their win over the Phoenix Mercury, she's the first player to score 25 or more points in eight straight games in WNBA regular season history. So shout out to Aja Wilson, who is just absolutely crushing it. And did you see the news of Giselle? She's taking a big L. I thought maybe you were going to bring up Giselle and biggest L, biggest dub.
Whoa. Dating Peyton Manning now?
She got dumped by the jiu-jitsu coach.
Oh, yes! Yes! Yes!
He suplexed her or something?
Yeah, apparently the
rear naked choke.
The jokes.
City boys up, bro!
Yeah, the jokes at the Brady Roast were too much.
Yes.
And he went ahead and just kicked Giselle to the curb, man.
He's probably been planning this from the time he first, you know, started dating her or whatever you wanted to call that, because he knew she was a gal of very few ethics or morals. Mm. So he's playing this thing right.
Yeah, he didn't want to get too deep in the situation.
Yeah, she's got
when she broke up with her husband, he was like, oh my God, wait a minute.
You left Tom Brady?
It's not fun anymore now.
I'm supposed to be the Sancho. I'm not supposed to be anything more than that.
Exactly. Now, all of a sudden, it's not fun anymore. I don't want to be the main guy. I wanted to be the side piece. Now you're going to find one of the other coaches in the gym that you want to cheat on me with. This is ridiculous.
I thought those jokes were all pretty flattering to him, though. You know what I mean?
I guess
it wasn't like any of those jokes were anti him. It was kind of like,
probably right. Like he was looking for a reason to get out of here.
Yeah,
he did. He didn't want to be in that thick anyway, man.
Right. Yeah. It's like, okay, they're drawing too much attention to us. All those jokes made me feel guilty.
I'm just a regular guy. I don't want to be in the eye of
I've ruined the family. You know, I'm a home wrecker now. I don't want to be labeled as this. I'm out of here, Giselle.
Would he give it like a year or so?
Yeah, I think a
year. About 2 years?
Yeah. Good run.
Yeah. That's probably a year way too long than he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And this was the perfect opportunity capitalize on. All right, I got a reason here, Giselle. I'm sure you'll find somebody else be happy in your life.
It's not you, it's Tom.
You're still thinking about him? You're still worried about that?
Yeah. Oh,
you're not thinking about me. I
got
to go.
Right. Like you got mad over the roast?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then clearly you don't love me.
Thought you moved past it.
It was perfect. All right, 877-881-1053. 940 says, tell Lindsay hi for me. She's listening for Bourbon Talk. Maybe that's your side piece there, your Sancho 940. We've got Weller's Special Reserve, the green bottle from the 325. That's their favorite. Woodford Reserve, which is absolutely delicious. We also have, some people just said they don't drink bourbon. I would welcome you to join the bourbon club here. Are you guys bourbon guys? I know you're a tequila man.
Yeah, but I mean, now that since last year, at the Jerry party, getting to sip on the Johnny Walker technically bourbon, or is that
scotch,
whiskey?
I think right?
That's scotch.
Oh, it's scotch. Okay, well, scotch. I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know if it's bourbon, whiskey, scotch. I don't know.
Well, have you ever had like Maker's Mark?
Yes.
Maker's Mark's kind of like your starter bourbon. That's the first one that I ever had. So that's a bourbon, right? There's like Maker's Mark is an honorable mention. Four Roses, which my grandmother loved. That was her drink of choice. May she rest in peace. It was her birthday earlier this week. Basil Hayden's, which I have not had, but that comes in as an honorable mention. You into the bourbon over there, Brian?
No, I'm
your Tito's man.
I was Johnny Walker for a long time. And
which label? The blue, the red?
Well, I mean,
I thought it was Scotch.
The black.
The blue is a nice deal when somebody gives it to you as a gift.
I think the black label.
I've done some speaking engagements where they paid me with a bottle of Scotch.
Ooh,
like the Johnny Walker Blue. Like, hey,
sign me up.
Lucius got me a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue for Christmas one time.
Johnny Walker Blue is good.
Yeah, it's really good.
But I don't know what. Maybe I grew up. It was like my first drink with my grandfather. He loved the black label.
Yeah.
So
the black is like
the black.
It's more affordable.
That's all I've had is the black, because that's what they had at the Jerry party, and that's what they had at this
red's
wedding
good,
recently.
Green's
and it was
good,
great.
Silver's good.
The black label's delicious.
Yeah.
It is.
I used to like the Blanton's.
Okay, know? Blanton's is good.
Blanton's is expensive.
Yes.
That's high end.
See, what happened is I went to this whiskey and bourbon festival in Fort Worth at that Panther Island Pavilion. And they had these tents where you could just walk around and
it's
sample
like $300 a bottle there.
And at the very end, I tried what I had been drinking up to that point, which was Maker's Mark. I was okay. Yeah. Let me have a Maker's Mark before I got out of here. And I sipped the Maker's Mark and I was like, oh my goodness.
this is horrible compared to the other stuff.
Yes, it is. There's a drop-off. Yeah. And I got so hammered on Makers one time in college, like, I can't drink it again. And that's one that I've had to retire.
I could see that.
From the circle.
Whistling Pig's another good one if you're into that kind
of stuff. I never even heard of Whistling Pig.
Whistling Pig. It's called Piggyback. Is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before the tequila days, did you ever get in on the bourbon, Licious?
Only thing I know about bourbon is Jim Beam reminds me of the smell of my grandfather's breath.
Yeah. Man.
I always smelled like that. I like Knob Creek every once in a while.
There you go.
Yeah. Used to get into Knob Creek.
Yeah, Knob Creek's good.
Yeah.
Knob Creek is going to be in the top 10.
Air Force guy showed me Knob Creek.
I'm surprised
you got class, man, about yourself. Drink some Knob Creek.
You know, okay. When we went, it was our first year going to Oxnard. The first family dinner we had when Bobby was super loud, that was when he was ordering us Knob Creeks. And Bobby and I were just shooting them, going shot for shot, like he wanted to prove, you know, he's the biggest drinker in the room.
He was knobbed off.
He kept saying, slob on my knob. Yeah.
It's like, stop so it, Bobby. Loud. This is inappropriate, dude.
This is a classy restaurant.
Golly, the Joneses are out there dining. What the hell are you doing here,
Oh, that's
Bobby?
Right. Jay Glazer and...
Yeah.
Steven Jones.
That was the night we made the money off of Sean by going up and having like what ended up being a 15-minute conversation with Steven and John Steven.
Man, we were chopping it. I can't believe you called him Catboy.
That wasn't me.
Seems like that's the only classy spot in that entire county.
That one, like, Italian restaurant?
Yeah,
I can't remember what it's called. Yeah.
It's great.
The rest is just turn up.
Cafe Fiori?
Yes.
Yeah, Fiori.
Yes, Fiori.
Cafe Fiori. Yeah.
I missed it last year because Lucius and I were partying in Vegas.
Yeah,
watching the boxing fight. Good boxing fight tomorrow as well. That's going to be awesome. That's a great card. Elijah Craig is number 10. Small batch singers. Barrel proof. Number 9 is Knob Creek. Number 8, and this has become one of my favorite bourbons, is Angel's Envy. You haven't tried Angel's Envy, highly recommended. It's delicious, not overly expensive, very, very good. Number 7 is Elijah Craig.
6. I've heard good things about that.
Elijah Craig's good as well.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Because I got one of my friends. I mean, he's got himself like a bourbon bar in his house. He is a bourbon snob. He's from St. Louis, and all he's done is he samples every type of bourbon he can get his hands on.
I bet his tea levels.
That Elijah Craig, I looked that up. That thing's like, they're $17.89. Their brand, $17.89, is like $130 a bottle.
I bet that guy's got gravitas.
He's got some gravitas. He does.
I bet that guy commands a room.
Somebody from St. Louis.
Jackie boy, he's a good man.
Huh.
Old Forester, Special Blends, getting texted in.
Old school, that's old school.
And I've tried some Old Forester.
That's drinking out of a bag.
Yeah, that's a little, that's strong. That'll wake you up. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. We got a lot of people are texting Eagle Rare.
Make you blind, like in the 20s when you used to hustle some booze around.
Yeah,
that was a bad batch.
Yeah, it's like in Prohibition. You know, here's some, have some Old Forester.
Here's cross-eyed whistling.
I'm blind.
Oh, I can't see.
Yeah, Eagle Rare, absolutely. 214 Eagle Rare, say it. That's a number 6 on the list.
Never had that.
Number 5 I've heard of, and it just sounds too fancy for me, like I shouldn't be allowed to drink it. Pappy Van Winkle.
That's way high end.
That's huge.
Yeah. Sounds very high end.
That's what these baseball players, isn't it Kikuchi? You say Kikuchi?
Oh, yeah.
He does the, after every victory that he pitches in, he drinks some of the Pappy Van Winkle, his teammates get a little... Shots give it as well.
I think you're right, because I think Boach got gifted some type of bourbon, and I want to say it might have also been the Pappy Van Winkle. It sounds
very high end.
4 is Woodford Reserve, which is classic and delicious.
They do a great job of sponsoring horse racing. That's why I like them.
It's fantastic with a good cigar, too. Good Davidoff deep.
Good combo. Ooh.
What about a good Bardstown?
Haven't had Bardstown.
Maybe a little Old Forester.
Like is that like in a plastic bottle?
I have no idea, dude. I'm just reading some text here. Sorry.
Texas whiskey bourbon is for the real and I do like Texas whiskey. I mean, somebody the TX whiskey.
Somebody on the fan text said Ford Loco.
There's probably some bourbon in there.
They still sell those. Did they get rid of like whatever they banned it for?
They're still selling those.
They had to reformulate it a little bit.
Yeah.
Damn, those were Loco.
Paint fiend and malt liquor together.
That was like jail waiting to happen.
Yeah.
What's that called? That
malt liquor?
Yeah, the old malt liquor. What's that called in the bottle, though? The old beer. Like,
Colt 45, St. Ides, Mickey's.
I'll tell you, the first beer I ever had was a Slitz.
Yeah.
That was rough. But,
the bull?
Yeah, the bull coming through the can.
Yes, dude. That hit. 817, Woodford's awful. I'm not sampling like the super expensive stuff, so I think Woodford's pretty good. Gets the job
done. How do you say Woodford's awful?
I don't know.
He's one of the leading bourbons in the world.
Maybe he's drinking the Pappy Van Winkle, and once you do that, you don't go back.
Share with the rest of us.
The Four Locos are still alive, and the FDA has rescinded its marketing ban on Juul. So the e-cig jewels, they're going to be back.
Oh,
so, you've been waiting all day to get that in, haven't
that's,
you?
Yeah, that was supposed to be a big dub, jewel lovers out there. Used to be me, not me anymore, but definitely used to be me. They were taken off the shelves, I guess, a couple years ago. Back and better than ever, the jewel pods.
And so is Eric. Eric's back and better than ever.
No, maybe. The old me would.
Maybe taking a stop at the gas station, huh? Number three is W.L. Weller. And I've tried the Weller. Weller's also good.
Weller's and water. That's what a lot of people drink.
Two is Buffalo Trace.
That's Texas, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, nah, I know.
I don't think so.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's bottled in Texas, but it is very, very popular. Yeah. I do like Buffalo Trace. I think Joe Rogan really put Buffalo Trace on the map.
Ooh.
For a while, you couldn't get it. Like, I think Rogan was pumping it on his podcast, and everybody was running out there buying Buffalo Trace.
One of my last great drinking excursions was at Mayweather Pacquiao in Las Vegas. Geez. After our show, I'm walking back to the hotel. I pick up a bottle of Buffalo Trace, and I look at Bassick, and I say, the next time you see me, I'll be hammered.
I just looked up this Buffalo Trace.
They got it was 3 days later when he saw you again.
They got one called George T. Stagg that's over $1,100 a bottle.
Okay.
Jeez.
Well, I found the same distillery that does Buffalo Trace. They do another bourbon called Travelers, which is a little bit more affordable, also pretty solid. But number one, best bourbon brand on National Bourbon Day is indeed Blanton's. And yeah. I know Will Chambers would agree. He's texted me about the Blanton's many times. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Woolchuck. There he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully. Most afternoons, 420, he gives you his top 10 list of the day. We're less than an hour now from what you're drinking and what you're thinking. You can always text in. Leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous in the nation. Of course, we got to talk a bunch of finals coming up with you as well over the last couple of hours of our show. Game 4 tonight, 7:30. Rangers baseball pregame at 8:30. First pitch at 9:10. Okay, if you're looking for it on TV tonight, you're going to have to get over to Apple. Unless you have like one of those hacker like pirating packages that just consolidate everything.
If you had, share it with us. We'd love to have it.
Yeah, I mean it sounds pretty slick.
Yeah.
But I just don't know my way around that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
In addition to the finest
just
coming
a
up
cave, man.
At 5 o'clock, Around the Bases is next. Bully, what are you doing?
Let's love on D-Rob, Boach, and the Red Streaker interacts with the judge. That's next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Eric Nadel is coming up at 5:20. After that, it'll be time for what you're drinking and what you're thinking. In addition to the finest at 5 o'clock, we have so much NBA Finals conversation for you coming up here in the last couple of hours of the show. It is time now to get a proper round tripper brought to you by Uber Eats as the Rangers visit the Mariners. Here's Woolchuck.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to Bruce Bochy, who keeps climbing the list of all-time wins among managers in the history of Major League Baseball.
Did he pass Joe McCarthy?
He did. He sure did. Last night was number 2,126, passing former Yankees, Cubs, and Red Sox manager Joe McCarthy, taking sole possession of ninth place among the most wins among managers in MLB history. He will continue to try and look to climb that list of three others. For Boach, that he has coming up. He's got Manager of the Year in 1996.
Joe Torre?
Right now he's eyeing Bucky Harris.
Oh.
So he's got 2,126 wins. Bucky Harris is at 2,158. Joe Torre is ahead of him. So the guys ahead of him are Bucky Harris at 8.
Yeah.
Dusty Baker at 7.
Oh.
Sparky Anderson at 6.
Tigers and Reds.
Joe Torre's at 5. Bobby Cox at 4. John McGraw at 3, Tony La Russa at 2, and then Connie Mack is number 1 with 3,731 wins.
Okay,
wow. All right. I'm taking notes of this. What was it? Bobby what?
Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Bobby Cox. I know you're a big Cox guy.
But what's the interesting about number 1 and number 3 on that list?
Can you tell they have more losses than wins?
No.
Odd numbers.
No. This dude's like managed in suits.
No way. I can't even think of a manager managing a game in a suit in the dugout now.
They used to sit in the dugout with a suit on. Yeah. And
that is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
When did that switch? When did they start going full uniform? Which is still just as crazy, by the way. Like the idea of somebody wearing a suit in the clubhouse is just as crazy as what we have now.
Dawson,
the dugout.
Dawson will help us out. Dawson's great at this stuff.
It's just as crazy wearing a three-piece suit in the dugout as it is a full-fledged uniform for, an old man in most cases.
By the late 40s, nearly all managers were wearing uniforms.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Some retired players that became managers would just keep wearing their uniforms, and that kind of started to set the trend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I wish that'd be great, dude.
To see, like, maybe they just have one day, like a throwback day, and all the managers wear suits in the dugout.
I prefer like J.J. Redick getting the Lakers job, being like a former player. Like, I'm still just going to wear my normal.
My jersey.
I'm just going to wear my jersey, like, and my shorts.
The warm-up outfit.
Yeah. How about if he just wore the sweats?
Yeah, and then in the fourth quarter, he rips them off because he's like, all right, now
I'm ready to play. It's go time.
He calls a timeout, rips off the pants.
I love that.
As a galvanizer to his team.
Yeah. That's amazing. But yeah, David Robertson deserves all the love. D-Rob was brilliant, man.
J.J. Redick's like, dude, I will freaking sub you out for myself if you don't get this bleep together, okay?
They're like, okay, do it, J.J., see what happens. But D-Rob, back-to-back nights, he strikes out Mookie, Shohei, and Freddie Freeman in succession to help the Rangers get a 3-2 win and then a 3-1 win. The score was the same for him both times in the eighth inning, and he kind of shrugged off the idea that it was a big deal, but it was a huge deal, and Bruce Bochy noting what a gutty effort that was. But, I mean, my gosh. Back-to-back nights coming in the eighth, close game, and then you've got the best of the best for the L.A. Dodgers, three of the best hitters in all of the sport, and you're able to just sit them up, put them down. Amazing. Shout-out to D-Rob, and I doubt he's going to be available tonight, but a big-time series over the weekend that the Rangers are starting against the Mariners, and the key is going to be, look, the Rangers have gotten great pitching. They're going to have to continue that because the Mariners have had arguably the best rotation in baseball.
But they don't hit, right? That's what Ryan told us, right?
They've been amongst the best rotations in all of baseball, fifth best ERA in the sport. Tonight will be Luis Castillo on the bump for them, and this is going to be a challenge for the Rangers hitters. So you've got two offenses that come in a little bit that are really struggling. You've got the name recognition when it comes to the pitchers that are going to be on the bump for the Mariners over the course of the series. But Andrew Heaney, who's going to get the start and has really looked very, very impressive over his last four appearances. Kirby and Eovaldi will be the Saturday matchup, and then Gilbert and Dunning will be your Sunday matchup. And Dane Dunning looking for a bounce back after what happened to him in the first game of that Dodgers series. That did not go well for Dane Dunning. But I'm excited. I mean, this is a huge series. Get back, try and make some hay in the AL West. Right now, I believe 5.5 games back of the Mariners. So let's get back into this thing and play some winning baseball. We talked about that red streaker, the fan.
Yeah, a guy did a backflip, got tased.
It's tased, does the backflip. So he ends up having to go to court. He's in front of a judge. He's 19 years old. And the hearing was overseen by Judge William Mallory. And the 19-year-old that ended up doing the streaking, even though he wasn't really streaking, he had all clothes on, but he rushes the field and he does the flip. His name was William Hendon. Here's the exchange between William and Judge William Mallory.
Hi, Mr. Hendon.
How are you?
Have you seen any of the videos that people captured?
I have not, no.
Quite a few.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Everybody thinks you landed that backflip.
Pretty sure I did.
You got your 15 minutes of fame. Anyway, Mr. Prim, good morning. What do you want to do with this? It's now, Mr. B.
We plead not guilty.
All right.
He's not guilty. For Ohio State. He's a dean's list student. It's a summertime job.
You're banned from the stadium for now. So don't go down there. Understand?
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you,
Honor. You look like your daddy, by the way, because I know him.
Yep. Cedar. It's a great exchange.
He knows his dad?
Yeah, you look like your daddy, by the way. I know him.
Wow.
A little awkward. I don't know if he knows him because his dad's also stood in front of him there in court. Or maybe they know each other in another way. But I did like the response to, supposedly.
Go with another way based on how that interaction went.
Yeah. You did the backflip and landed it. And William's like, yeah, I did. You know, just.
So trespassing, all you get is you can't go back to a game?
For now. It's not like a permanent ban. It's just like you're banned from the stadium for now. So good for William. Overall, I think that you'll take that. Criminal trespassing and obstructing
official
business.
Was it worth it then?
It depends. Yeah. I don't know what the actual. So. What's the punishment?
The tasing.
Like, yeah, he got hit. There's some close-up pictures.
Yeah, those pictures.
The cop was some good shot right in the middle of the back.
Well, the cop had just gotten embarrassed by not...
He was aggressive.
Not containing this guy. The streaker is mid-backflip when the cop arrives there, and the cop can't corral him. Now he's getting away from him, and his last-ditch effort is, oh, yeah, I'll just tase you.
Should there be a test for people that are going on the field to try and corral people?
Let's make sure you're
cones. Maybe you know. Maybe like
can you run and tackle? Hoop,
the hula hoop, you know, like we see at training camp, the big loop.
For the security guys?
Yeah, should you be able to, like, bend close to the ground, be able to, like, redirect? Should there be a security? If you're going on the field to grab somebody, should there be a test for you to be, you should pass to be able to do that?
I for my own entertainment, I say no. I love watching these guys get juked out.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Great.
The yellow windbreaker guys or gals.
Yeah, I love watching them getting their ankles broke by a random drunk fan.
I'm thinking if I'm in a stadium, if I'm stadium operations, I'm putting my guys and gals to a test.
Well, this was a real legitimate police officer. This wasn't just a bright yellow. This is a taser wielding, nine millimeter wielding.
No. I'm just saying for you know, because we do see a lot of yellow windbreakers go on the field.
No
we
question.
Do.
This is the first time I've ever seen like, oh, we got a legit law enforcement chasing around this guy. This isn't just like a fun little bit anymore.
Yeah.
So he's going to do a broad. He's going to hire a bunch of high school receivers.
I'll tell you what, Lucius, I'm going to test them out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna. If, like,
hungry dogs.
Summer, good job.
Summer job. If you want a summer job, okay. I was a strong safety at so and so high school. Okay, let's test you.
A summer job for the boys.
Set up
of fall.
Cones. Set up some cones, and then
it's part of the interviewing process. Right. Bring your cleats, kid.
Yeah. See if you got some. See if you got agility
and your hard hat.
Yeah.
Better bring your lunch.
Do you have any lateral quickness? Let's go ahead and get this going.
Like I say,
boys.
I'm not going to let my staff get embarrassed out there. You know, I'm my staff is
so you're depriving everybody of entertainment because there's nothing better than watching a drunk idiot juke out.
I'm showing everybody in the crowd that, hey, if you go on the field, there's likely you're going to get lit up by one of my guys. I'm going to give him a helmet sticker for lighting you up.
Well, now they have the taser fear.
Yeah. I mean, that's double fear. If you can somehow manage to get past these hyper security guys that Brian's going to put together, you also got taser cops out there.
How far is the taser distance? Fear. Like, what striking distance for a taser?
10 feet, maybe more.
This guy seemed totally fine standing there. Like in the moment, I'm sure the taser hurts. I don't think there's a lasting effect on the taser.
No, but pictures last forever. Videos last forever of you doing what? What did you say? Dolphin out of water or something?
Yeah. The dolphin out of water. He's riding the lightning right there, bro. Yeah. It does not feel good at all.
No, in the moment,
that will traumatize
you.
Hurts.
It paralyzes the damn back flip. I think a lot of people are like, "This dude's a legend."
It's emasculating.
You're looking at 15 to 25 feet of range on that thing.
Whoa! Wow, that's got some serious range.
You better have some wheels. I mean, your first three steps, your 10-second split better be ridiculous.
20 feet? That's impressive.
What's my guy's name? Ice or Blaze? What's the guy? Have you ever seen the guy in Atlanta that they do between
the freeze?
Freeze.
Yeah.
He runs dudes down all the time.
Yeah.
That's the guy you need getting people off the field.
He's got wheels.
Yeah.
Got
to breathe. No, I think, I mean, this clearly the security did the judge's job there. The judge had no interest in actually keeping him accountable for invading the field and terrifying baseball
players.
Just
don't go back to the stadium for now.
We got to run, Nation. When we return, it's time for an edition of The Finest, Chief. What do you got for us?
Bill Belichick making the most of his time off, and we have our official members to the new Madden 99 Club. Guess who it is next in the Nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Eric Nadell is coming up at 5:20. After that, it'll be time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking. In addition to The Finest at 5 o'clock, we have so much NBA Finals conversation for you coming up here in the last couple of hours of the show. It is time now to get a proper round tripper brought to you by Uber Eats as the Rangers visit the Mariners. Here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to Bruce Bochy, who keeps climbing the list of all-time wins among managers in the history of Major League Baseball.
Did he pass Joe McCarthy?
He did. He sure did. Last night was number 2,126, passing former Yankees, Cubs, and Red Sox manager Joe McCarthy, taking sole possession of ninth place among the most wins among managers in MLB history. He will continue to try and look to climb that list. The three others for Boch, that he has coming up. He's got Manager of the Year in 1996.
Joe Torre?
Right now he's eyeing Bucky Harris.
Oh.
So he's got 2,126 wins. Bucky Harris is at 2,158. Joe Torre is ahead of him. So the guys ahead of him are Bucky Harris at 8.
Yeah.
Dusty Baker at 7.
Oh.
Sparky Anderson at 6.
Tigers and Reds.
Joe Torre's at 5. Bobby Cox at 4. John McGraw at 3, Tony La Russa at 2, and then Connie Mack is number 1 with 3,731 wins.
Okay,
wow. All right. I'm taking notes of this. What was it? Bobby what?
Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Bobby Cox. I know you're a big Cox guy.
But what's the interesting about number 1 and number 3 on that list?
Can you tell they have more losses than wins?
No.
Odd numbers.
No. This dude's like managed in suits.
no way. I can't even like think of a manager managing a game in a suit in the dugout. Now.
They used to sit in the dugout with a suit on. Yeah, and
that is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
When did that switch? When did they start going full uniform? Which is still just as crazy, by the way. Like the idea of somebody wearing a suit in the clubhouse is just as crazy as what we have now. Dugout.
Dawson will help us out. Dawson's great at this stuff.
It's just as crazy wearing a 3-piece suit in the dugout as it is a full-fledged uniform for, I mean, an old man in most cases.
By the late 40s, nearly all managers were wearing uniforms.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Some retired players that became managers would just keep wearing their uniforms, and that kind of started to set the trend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I wish That'd be great, dude.
To see, like, maybe they just have one day, like a throwback day, and all the managers wear suits in the dugout.
I prefer like J.J. Redick getting the Lakers job, being like a former player. Like, I'm still just going to wear my normal
jersey.
I'm just going to wear my jersey and my shorts.
The warm-up outfit.
Yeah. How about if you just wore the sweats?
Yeah, and then in the fourth quarter, he rips them off because he's like, all right, now
I'm ready to play. It's go time.
He calls a timeout, rips off the pants.
I love that.
As a galvanizer to his team.
Yeah. That's amazing. But David Robertson deserves all the love. D-Rob was brilliant, man.
J.J. Redick's like, dude, I will freaking sub you out for myself if you don't get this bleep together, okay?
They're like, okay, do it, J.J., see what happens. But D-Rob, back-to-back nights, he strikes out Mookie, Shohei and Freddie Freeman in succession to help the Rangers get a 3-2 win and then a 3-1 win. The score was the same for him both times in the eighth inning, and he kind of shrugged off the idea that it was a big deal, but it was a huge deal, and Bruce Bochy noting what a gutty effort that was. But, I mean, my gosh, back-to-back nights coming in the eighth, close game, and then you've got the best of the best for the L.A. Dodgers, three of the best hitters in all of the sport, and you're able to just sit them up, put them down. Amazing. Shout-out to D-Rob, and I doubt he's going to be available tonight, but a big-time series over the weekend that the Rangers are starting against the Mariners, and the key is going to be, look, the Rangers have gotten great pitching. They're going to have to continue that because the Mariners have had arguably the best rotation in baseball.
But they don't hit, right? That's what Ryan told us, right?
They've been amongst the best rotations in all of baseball, fifth best ERA in the sport. Tonight will be Luis Castillo on the bump for them, and this is going to be a challenge for the Rangers hitters. So you've got two offenses that come in a little bit that are really struggling. You've got the name recognition when it comes to the pitchers that are going to be on the bump for the Mariners over the course of the series. But Andrew Heaney, who's going to get the start and has really looked very, very impressive over his last four appearances. Kirby and Eovaldi will be the Saturday matchup, and then Gilbert and Dunning will be your Sunday matchup. And Dane Dunning looking for a bounce back after what happened to him in the first game of that Dodgers series. That did not go well for Dane Dunning. But I'm excited. I mean, this is a huge series. Get back, try and make some hay in the AL West. You're right now, I believe, 5.5 games back of the Mariners. So let's get back into this thing and play some winning baseball. We talked about that red streaker, the fan.
Yeah, a guy did a backflip and got tased.
It's tased, does the backflip. So he ends up having to go to court. He's in front of a judge. He's 19 years old. And the hearing was overseen by Judge William Mallory. And the 19-year-old that ended up doing the streaking, even though he wasn't really streaking, he had all clothes on, but he rushes the field and he does the flip. His name was William Hendon. Here's the exchange between William and Judge William Mallory.
Hi, Mr. Hendon.
How are you?
Have you seen any of the videos that people captured?
I have not, no.
Quite a few.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Everybody thinks you landed that backflip.
Pretty sure I did.
We got your 15 minutes of fame. Anyway, Mr. Prim, good morning. What do you want to do with this? It's now a misdemeanor.
We plead not guilty.
All right.
He's going to be a sophomore at Ohio State. He's a Dean's List student. It's a summertime job.
You're banned from the stadium for now. So don't go down there. Understand?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Honor.
You look like your daddy, by the way, because I know him.
Yep.
Cedar.
It's a great exchange.
He knows his dad?
Yeah, you look like your daddy, by the way. I know him.
Wow.
A little awkward. I don't know if he knows him because his dad's also stood in front of him there in court. Or maybe they know each other in another way. But I did like the response to, supposedly.
I'd go with another way based on how that interaction went.
Yeah. You did the backflip and landed it. And William's like, yeah, I did. You know, just.
So trespassing, all you get is you can't go back to a game?
For now. It's not like a permanent ban. It's just like you're banned from the stadium for now. So good for William. Overall, I think that you'll take that. Criminal trespassing and obstructing official business.
Was it worth it then?
It depends. Yeah. I don't know what's the punishment.
The tasing.
Like, yeah, he got There's some close-up pictures.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Those pictures.
Good, the cop with some good shot right in the middle of the back.
Well, the cop had just gotten embarrassed by not...
He was aggressive.
Not containing this guy. The streaker is mid-backflip when the cop arrives there, and the cop can't corral him. Now he's getting away from him, and his last-ditch effort is, oh, yeah, I'll just tase you.
Should there be a test for people that are going on the field to try and corral people? Should there be cones, maybe the hula hoop, you know, like we see at training camp, the big loop
for the security guys.
Yeah, should you be able to like bend close to the ground, be able to like redirect? Should there be a security if you're going on the field to grab somebody? Should there be a test for you to be, you should pass to be able to do that?
I for my own entertainment, I like say no. I love watching these guys get juked out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Great. The yellow windbreaker guys are gals.
Yeah, I love watching them getting their ankles broke by a random drunk fan.
I'm thinking if I'm in a stadium, if I'm stadium operations, I'm putting my guys and gals to a test.
Well, this was a real legitimate police officer. This wasn't just a bright yellow. This is a taser wielding, nine millimeter wielding.
No. I'm just saying for you know, because we do see a lot of yellow windbreakers go on the field.
No
we
question.
Do.
This is the first time I've ever seen like, oh, we got a legit law enforcement chasing around this guy. This isn't just like a fun little bit anymore.
Yeah.
So he's going to do a broad. He's going to hire a bunch of high school receivers.
I'll tell you what, Lucius, I'm going to test him out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna. If, like,
hungry dogs.
Summer, give me a good job.
Summer job. If you want a summer job, okay. I was a strong safety at so and so high school. Okay, let's test you.
A summer job for the boys of fall.
Set up some cones, and then
it's part of the interviewing process. Right. Bring your cleats, kid.
Yeah. See if you got some. See if you got agility
and your hard hat.
Yeah.
Better bring your lunch.
Do you have any lateral
interview.
Quickness? Let's go ahead and get this going.
Like I
say,
I'm not going to let my staff get embarrassed out there. You know, I'm my staff is
so you're depriving everybody of entertainment because there's nothing better than watching a drunk idiot juke out.
I'm showing everybody in the crowd that, hey, if you go on the field, there's likely you're going to get lit up by one of my guys. I'm going to give him a helmet sticker for lighting you up.
Well, now they have the taser fear.
Yeah. I mean, that's double fear. If you can somehow manage to get past these hyper security guys that Brian's going to put together, you also got taser cops out there.
How far is the taser distance? Fear. Like, what striking distance for a taser fear?
10 feet, maybe? More?
This guy seemed totally fine standing there. Like, in the moment, I'm sure the taser hurts. I don't think there's a lasting effect on the taser.
No, but pictures last forever. Videos last forever of you doing, what did you say, dolphin out of water or something?
Yeah, the dolphin out of water. He's riding the lightning right there, bro. Yeah. That does not feel good at all.
No, in the moment, that will it hurts.
It paralyzes
the damn
backflip.
I think a lot of people are like, this dude's a legend.
It's emasculating.
You're looking at 15 to 25 feet of range on that thing.
Whoa. Wow. Okay, that's got some serious range.
You better have some wheels. I mean, your first three steps, your 10-second split better be ridiculous.
15 to 20 feet? That's impressive.
What's my guy's name? Ice or Blaze? What's the guy? Have you ever seen the guy in Atlanta that they do between
the freeze?
Freeze.
Yeah.
He runs dudes down all the time.
Yeah.
That's the guy you need getting people off the field.
He's got wheels.
Yeah. Got to breathe.
No, I think this security did the judge's job there. The judge had no interest in actually keeping him accountable for invading the field and terrifying baseball
players. Just
don't
go back to the stadium for now.
We got
to
run, Nation. When we return, it's time for an edition of The Finest, Chief. What do you got for us?
Bill Belichick making the most of his time off, and we have our official members to the new Madden 99 Club. Guess who it is next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.